Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Logan, thank you so much for joining us today. I mean, I'm always so grateful for people that are willing to share the journey and their story. So thank you so much. So tell me a little bit, kind of where did it all start? I mean, when did you start to notice something?
Well, I'm pretty sure I contracted Lyme in the summer of 2018. I was professionally cooking in New York City. Shocker, there's no Lyme in New York.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
But I'm from the South, so it had never even crossed my mind, like, to even think about, you know, being cautious about ticks or anything up there, because we haven't ever had it down here. But increasingly more and more, we do have more cases the further south it comes. But anyway, so I was cooking professionally in New York, and me and my friends would go out. We'd leave the city because I had a car. We'd leave the city on the weekends and go out foraging edibles and mushrooms. We were really passionate about food, and we'd go do that on the weekends. And I never even thought to you know, be aware of ticks or parasites, anything out there that could be potentially harmful for my health. And probably a year after being in New York, I just started feeling like this crippling anxiety. And it was something I'd never felt, such intense sort of disorientation that I'd never felt before. And so I ended up quitting my job and leaving the city, because I was convinced I was going to die. I'd never felt this feeling. I was convinced that my body was just attacking itself. Doctors couldn't tell me what was wrong. I was in the ER more than once with just panic. And so I packed up my car, I left New York, and I ended up just trying to find a place to calm my nervous system where I could resettle and recalculate. And I ended up going to work with a friend in Pennsylvania at a mushroom farm. And which was just the worst environment I could have put myself in, because it's just a mold farm, right?
Right.
Exactly. So here I'm dealing with Lyme, so let's add mold to it. You know, it's.
So I was just in these barns full of moldy mushrooms every day, and that was when it just completely set off. I thought I had endometriosis because a friend of mine was telling me her symptoms were the same as mine when she had endometriosis. I had like nerve pain all down my legs. I couldn't finish a sentence. Just intense brain fog. My vision was starting to go in my right eye. My left and my right leg weren't really working together anymore as far as being able to exercise or do things naturally, perform natural tasks that were needed to do for my job. And so I remember I was driving to Philly one day, and I just completely forgot where I was going, forgot pretty much how to drive, pulled over, called my mom and said, I need you to help me book a flight back to South Carolina, where I'm from. Wow. And so we booked me a flight and I was gone the next day. We started out with my regular general practitioner that I'd had since I was a child, and did a Western blot, did an ELISA. I only came back with one band on the Western blot, I think, that was indicative of a spirochete, and I can't remember which band that was, but he essentially told me I had no reason to worry about Lyme disease. Ugh. And and the only reason that I even thought about Lyme potentially being my problem was because I had gone to a gynecologist because I thought I had endometriosis based on some of my symptoms. And she said, this is way out of my wheelhouse, but do you think maybe you could have Lyme disease? And I was like, no, no, because I was just so ignorant. And so after my general practitioner told me I didn't need to worry about Lyme, I was kind of done with run-of-the-mill MDs, and I decided to hire a functional MD who this quality. I mean, he had a lot more knowledge about it, but I don't know if his approach is something I would recommend for people. You know, I took every test under the sun. We did ferritin tests, we did hair tissue mineral analysis, I did heavy metal testing and all this other stuff that was kind of peripheral to my main issue. So I ordered the iGenX test. I think they test out of California. Anyways, super expensive test. And it came back that I had Babesia, never tested positive for Lyme, never got a positive diagnosis for that. But this doctor started to prescribe me doxycycline, and I immediately felt better when I started treating for an infection. So
the Babesia, how did they test for that? Was it with iGenX or what?
It was with iGenX.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was the only thing I tested positive for, because, you know, Lyme doesn't want to be found.
No, right. No. Exactly.
Especially if you're trying, and I was trying to do some alternative treatments too, strong stuff like clove and oregano, which would cause it to go into hiding. Mm-hmm. So it didn't want to present on those tests, which is fine because I started treating for it and I felt better, but that functional MD then put me on two other antibiotics. So I was on three antibiotics for months and months until I found bee venom.
Mm. Oh, you did bee venom in the spine, along the spine? Yeah. Or oh, okay, yeah. The injections? Cool.
Yes.
Did you have the actual bee or did you?
I was, before I got my own colonies, my own hives, I was ordering them from a small farm in South Carolina.
Okay.
Okay. So Were you continuing to feel good on the antibiotics?
Yes. I was on them for a long time, and I was really scared to go off them because I didn't want to lose all that function.
Right.
And so I stayed on till the end of the one with all the just continued bee venom to really stop myself herxing really hard. I did herx hard regardless, because when you're starting something that intense and you have to get used to the histamines and all that, your body is gonna react. So for the first 2 weeks of really trying to ramp up my stings from 1 to 10, and I did it really quickly. Usually people take a couple months to get from 1 to 10 stings. I did it in a matter of weeks because I was just ready to be there.
Oh, wow.
So I had an insane histamine dump, and I herxed, and my back was super itchy. I was like a bear against a tree for a while, just scratching my back. And it just felt it because it brings the Lyme acute, really. It brings all those symptoms acute and then attacks it.
So did your husband or who helped you with the little bee and stick in the spine?
It was me.
You did it on yourself?
Yeah, it's totally something that you can do by yourself, and it's really empowering to be able to heal yourself with.
Yeah, yeah. Bee.
Yeah.
And did you do it once a week, or what was the frequency of it?
So the protocol, for BVT, for bee venom therapy, is 3 days a week at 10 stings for each of those sessions. Mm-hmm. So 30 stings a week total.
Okay. Wow.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
It is intense.
So did you quit the antibiotics at this point?
I was done with antibiotics, yes. And okay. I was done really needing outside help at that point. You know, I'd already spent quite a bit of money on testing and prescriptions and going from doctor to doctor. I was really just kind of done with allopathics at that point. And this protocol really empowered me to be able to just take things into my own hands. You know, the only other thing I had to take was really vitamin C to support my adrenals, pumping all this bee venom through my nervous system. 'Cause that's really what it uses is the spots in your back that correlate to different organs in your body, so it can purge that bacteria using your spine as that trajectory to get into all those tight places.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. I still can't visualize you stinging your own spine. Like how did you stand in front of a mirror? Did you do it reverse? Yeah. How did you
two mirrors. I'll use one mirror in front of me and one mirror behind me, and then just take the bee with the tweezers and reach around and put it to an inch on either side of my spine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you got really good at that backwards mirror technique thing.
That reverse T-Rex arm.
Yeah, exactly. Got to practice your yoga poses before to make sure that well done. So you did the bee venom therapy and you got these immune system reactions, your itching, the histamine reactions. So when did you start? And obviously with the antibiotic, you were feeling pretty decent as it was anyway, right?
Yes, it was.
So how did you determine that the bee venom therapy was doing something for you?
Because I didn't regress back into my prior symptoms. I had about 2 weeks where I was adjusting to the venom. Mm-hmm. And that more or less felt like a constant flu for like 2 weeks, which was how I felt for an entire year. So I know it was bringing those symptoms back. Right. But then I normalized for probably about 8 months before I had what we in bee venom call retracing. So the bee venom will kind of target things that you've felt before and bring those acute to kind of attack it if it needs to. So I had sort of a, I wouldn't call it like a going out of remission, because it wasn't that serious. It wasn't anything like what I felt when I had really active untreated Lyme, but it was just like these little symptoms that would come back in tiny doses, which I could totally handle. But just knowing that, yeah, it was working with my body to kind of eliminate that.
And would you then just kind of do a couple of more stings then?
I would back off.
Then you would back off. Okay, so you were doing three times a week through this whole time?
Yes, and I think that retracing was kind of telling me, because I would get caught up in work or caught up doing whatever I was doing. I bought a house over the past 2 years, and that was, that took some attention away from detoxing for a while, which is pretty integral when you're coursing bee venom through your veins 3 days a week. So it's killing a lot and you have to purge it. So sometimes I would get lazy and not be doing my baths or my enemas or any of these other ways I would get rid of all that waste. And it would catch up to me. You can't get away with it for very long.
No, you can't, right? No. It's definitely a lifestyle change.
Yes.
So I'm curious, how does your back look like now? Is it all stung up?
It looks like... it looks like I have really well-placed acne on either side of my back.
Very targeted acne. That's funny.
Very deliberate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I often wonder what people think when they see my back, because I'll just, in the summer I'll be wearing shirts that reveal my scars and I often wonder what people think, like, has she done tribal medicine or something?
Right. Exactly. So do you continue this bee venom therapy forever, or?
The protocol, and there are a couple of groups on Facebook, resources for people. Healing Lyme with Bee Venom is my favorite one.
Okay.
And the protocol on that group is to sting for 2 to 4 years. Right now, I have stung for 2 years, 6 months, so I will continue. I really don't think my symptoms are going to come back. But
so when they say that the 2 to 4 years, is that 10 stings a day, 3 times a week?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That's a long time.
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
But it's so worth it. And once you start feeling better, you're not going to want to quit. Like, I just feel... there's a kind of a cathartic release that I get when I sting now. It's not like an adrenaline pump or anything like that, but I know I'm going to continue to feel better.
Right.
If I continue to sting.
And it does definitely make it easier for, as Lyme people, we do some crazy things sometimes throughout our treatment journey. And it does definitely make it easier to continue what you're doing when you're feeling it. It's hard to, you know, drink those nasty tinctures when you feel like you're on your deathbed. But when you're feeling good, it does definitely make it easier to continue your protocols.
Right. So
who got you into the bee stinging?
Well, the doctors I had seen just pushed me into the arms of the bee venom people. And then, you know, I had looked into the Marshall Protocol, the Cowden Protocol, the Buhner Protocol, all these routes. And Buhner was the one I was most comfortable with pursuing. But then I just kept reading through forum after forum. And I really was a glutton for knowledge at that point because I wasn't working. I was just in bed all the time, feeling really terrible. And so I just tried to come by as much knowledge as I could. And bee venom seemed like the most hopeful, as I don't want to say cure, because I don't like that. No, we don't like that word when it comes to Lyme, but it seemed like the closest thing to me. Like the people who had recovered seemed like they had the most normal lives. Women were having children and not passing it on to their children, like having healthy children by 3 and 4 years of age who had never tested positive for Lyme, never had a Lyme symptom. And they just seemed to be living the most normal lives, the people who had completed bee venom. So that's what really inspired me to get into that.
Okay. Interesting. So, you know, it's very expensive to go and try to get a diagnosis for Lyme, and the protocols can be very expensive. So what I'm assuming you had to set up, you know, get your own colonies and set them up at your house. And of course, I know nothing about this. So correct me if I say something wrong, but I'm assuming, you know, you have to raise these bees at your home. So financially, what would a person look at if they wanted to try a protocol like this?
$40 to $50 a month.
Wow. And that gets you your 10 stings 3 times a day.
Yes. And that's if you don't have your own hives. So there are people who ship specifically therapy. And I know there's one out west for people out west, and then one on the East Coast. I don't know about internationally, but those are the two that folks in these groups really tend to purchase from. I think it was $39 for a month's worth of bees when I was purchasing them. But then also, if you tell people what you're doing, if you know somebody who keeps bees and say, I want to go harvest 30 bees a week from you, or I want to go harvest 60 bees every 2 weeks from you, like I would be happy to give somebody some bees.
For sure. So how, if you're not close by, how do you get these bees?
By mail. Those folks who ship by mail.
They actually package up bees and
tiny little like matchbox car boxes of bees. And then you'll get those and you'll have your tweezers and you'll just be able to go from there.
Wow. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I love hearing all the different ways that we can treat Lyme, because there are so many ways, and, you know, some are super expensive, some are not. And it sounds like it's been very helpful to you. So you're going to sting for another 2 years?
I'm going to sting till 3 years. So my 3 years is in August.
Okay. Of this year?
Of this year, 2022.
Okay.
So in August, I will give myself a break, see how I feel, see if any symptoms come back. If they do, I'll probably do another 6 months and then take a break and see.
Okay. That kind of sounds like a smart plan of attack.
Yeah. So that's my plan right now.
Wow. So if somebody was interested in doing this bee venom therapy, what maybe should they kind of look into? Are there any tips for them to kind of figure out if it's for them or not?
I would get on Facebook into those groups that I was talking about. Healing Lyme with Bee Venom is a really good one. And I would start asking, I would just post on the message board and say, what can people tell me about this therapy?
Right.
What kind of successes have you had with this therapy? Are there any contraindications with, you know, I'm taking beta blockers or something like that? What do I need to come off of before I can consider this therapy? There's a wealth of information on there. As we know from being people with Lyme, it's all about community. We get so much of our resources.
Yes. The Facebook's great. The Facebook groups can just be amazing. Packed full of information. And then you also hear the downside to everything, you know, because not every protocol works for everyone. So, you know, you can get the positive part of it and the negative part of it, or adverse reactions and such. So, yeah, Facebook groups are great.
I agree with that. They've been an excellent resource for me.
Wow. Okay. Well, this has been very interesting. Is there any little nugget you'd like to throw out there to the listeners that, you know, may help them get started on their journey, whether it's BVT or something else, something maybe you learned later in your journey that you wish you would have known beforehand?
I would say that the natural world has got your back.
Oh, I love it.
No matter what, the answer's out there. Just keep digging until you find what works for you. And not just for your body, what works for your spirit, what works for your mind.
Your lifestyle. And yes, I love that. The natural world's got your back. Great words. Great words. Yeah, I was very much in a box when I got Lyme disease. And I was raised, if something's wrong, you go to your doctor and you get better. And when you go to these doctors and they tell you nothing's wrong with you or it's all in your head, you know, you really have to start thinking outside the box. So I definitely stay outside that box now.
I fully agree. You have to become your own healer.
Well, in your case, definitely. Yes. Yeah. Definitely our own advocates. And in your case, our own healer. So that's incredible. Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey with us and giving us some education on this bee venom therapy. We have yet to do a podcast on this, so it'll be very great for our listeners to hear this.
Yes, I'm glad I could proselytize for my favorite Lyme therapy.
Yes, I love it. I know we usually find one thing and we talk about, we want to talk about it all the time. I'm with you on that. So, well, thank you so much for sharing. I'm so excited that you're feeling great. And hopefully this August, when you quit at your 3-year mark, you just stay healthy and continue with your great life.
Yeah. Thank you so much for this platform to share.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only, and it's not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carlfeld.